There's a fun event going on this weekend. It's the second annual Firefish Festival. It'll transform downtown Lorain this coming Saturday from noon to midnight. Plenty of time to get there. It's music, dance, fire, and art in unexpected places. And we've got the executive director, James Levin, on the line this morning. Good morning, James.
Morning. Thanks for including me.
Well, let's talk about this Firefish Festival. This is the second annual one. So people who were there last year have experienced a bit of it. If someone has not come to one of these festivals, how do you best explain this to people and what's going to take place on Saturday?
Well, you expect the unexpected. People that have not been to Lorain and people who have been downtown Lorain lately will see a completely transformed city. It's almost like an army of musicians and artists, performers have taken over a city. Empty storefronts, courtyards, alleys, fire escapes, art and music where you would never expect it are going to be flourishing all over Broadway. And this year, we're kind of expanding eastward to Black River Lane and then ultimately onto the landing area by the river.
Now, when you have art, music, entertainment, it's all kind of going on at the same time, right? I mean, you have different places you can be where there's something's happening. Shakespeare
right.
here, music there. How do you coordinate something like that?
Well, the logistics can be a little tricky, but we offer the audience, the public, quite a menu. At any one time, you might see jazz, opera, hip-hop, dance, modern dance, poetry reading, or art exhibits in different spaces, empty storefronts in downtown. And so you have to, like, look at the schedule and actually kind of map out where you're going to go, because it isn't just one place happening in one space. There's maybe six or seven venues of visual arts and performed art all going on simultaneously. And it really gives people a chance to sort of re-explore, rediscover the city, and, you know, walk a few hundred yards, and you're going to find something that you've never seen before in a place that you've never seen anything take place before. So it's really exciting for people to explore the town again.
James, take us back a couple of years. How did all of this come together?
Well, my family is from Lorain, so I've been having kind of a hearkening of doing something in Lorain for a long time. I have kind of a track record of doing these large community-wide events in Cleveland and in Worcester. I was invited by folks with the Lorain County Community College and then very much embraced by the Lorain City Government to do an event on Black River Landing. And the more time I started spending on Broadway, I became really kind of intrigued by these old buildings that have been sitting empty for a long time, all built before World War II. There's a real sense of the authentic in downtown Lorain. It is empty. It's been, you know, it's been a while since there was a lot of activity there, but it has so much potential that the challenge and interest for me became how to transform this city as opposed to just doing, you know, another musical event on the landing. And the landing is great. I don't want to be dismissive of that. And a lot of this festival will take place on the landing, including the sacrificial burning of the fish on the Black River, which is not to be missed at 9 o'clock. But it was really the idea of coming back to Lorain, seeing these empty buildings, empty streets, and trying to, I don't know, maybe trigger what could be a cultural renaissance in downtown Lorain.
We're talking this morning with James Levin, executive director for the event. It is the second annual Firefish Festival. Again, it's Saturday from noon to midnight. And this is an event where you hope, like, the whole family comes. There's stuff for all ages and all experiences.
It really is. And we've tightened the time a little bit. It's from 2 to 11.
Okay.
And I want to mention, after listening to your weather forecast, that it is rain or shine. We have a plan to move a lot of the outdoor events into interior spaces. And we have a lot already going on in indoor spaces. So people shouldn't be shied away from the weather. It's going to be a very cool event. Lots going on, whether it's raining or not.
Talk about some of the, I know there's so many things going on. I could read some of the list, but some of the things that intrigue you or make it kind of unique that you'll have at this event.
Well, we have, you know, we have several stages outdoors. We have opera and folk singing and hip hop going on in a courtyard right next to the Palace Theater. But this year we have, with the theme of taking a space and transforming it into something unusual, we're taking the stage in the Palace Theater, which of course is one of the great storied, beautiful, majestic spaces in Ohio, and we're turning that into a sound installation. There's a very wonderful, acclaimed sound audio artist who creates these immersive experiences, which means you actually go on the stage, and on the stage you'll be immersed by or swimming in like a whole area of sound. This guy has created a kind of an orchestra of sound and audio effects with huge images of his recent trip out west. So the audience will be invited on the stage and have kind of a contemplative experience of hearing this very interesting sound score with these giant images right on the stage. Another artist named Kai Rodriguez is taking a storefront on Broadway and turning that storefront into basically a musical instrument that you can walk in. In addition to that, we're transforming other spaces along Black River Lane, like an old parking deck is going to be used for theater and dance. Some groups from Overland College are going, jazz groups and modern dance groups, are going to be taking an area underneath the bridge, the embankment, and turning that into a dance and music space. So this theme of taking spaces that are kind of that you walk by, you don't really register, taking them and transforming them into these really vibrant, cool art spaces is something that we started last year and we're expanding this year. But the most spectacular event will be, like I mentioned, the burning of the fish. Now, we created this fish out of paper mache and wood. Last year, people might have seen either live or on video because it had a tremendous viral effect, the kind of pyrotechnic burning of the fish behind the Palace Theater. So this year, working with the United States Coast Guard and the Fire Department and everybody else, we've built a barge, and we're going to place this 40-foot fish on the barge, and this fish was built by kids from our summer youth program. They did an amazing job. And we're going to float it down the Black River, escorted by King Fishery, his trawler. We're going to be anchoring it on the Black River, and at about 9:15-ish, we're going to be burning it, and it's going to have a spectacular pyrotechnic effect on the Black River. And it's going to be something we're really looking forward to. I think that'll be something people will be talking about and remembering for a long time.
The event account is called Fire Fish Festival, thus the fire fish at the end of the festival. The artists then get to take these spaces and using their creative ability, being able to transform a lot of them. So it even may be people who have seen the buildings, the storefronts, if they drive by it or just pass through, now they get a chance to more to see it, to contemplate them, to realize as they come to life. I even like the fact that you have one of the sites described, not only you have like the landing, Broadway, you have one called Elegant Decay,
kind
of showing the beauty even in something that becomes old. Talk about the importance that you feel as well the artist and art community can bring to a region or a community that adds beauty to it and sometimes even economic development.
Well, I think that has been proven over and over again. And I was involved in a project in Cleveland called the Gordon Square Arts District as the founding director. And this is something that started with first Cleveland Public Theater and then a movie house and then the Near West Theater, where once art and artists kind of take hold of an area, they become sort of like the advanced troops. And they set up, followed shortly behind, little shops. It could be a coffee shop. It could be a boutique. It could be, even a tattoo parlor. But other businesses, the architectural studios, begin to emerge around these kind of artsy spaces because they get sort of a cool mojo where people, they want to be. The artists, of course, being the trendsetter. And the whole idea of the Firefish Festival, although I think it's going to be a wonderful one-day event, is really to kind of cast provide a glimpse as to what this could be activated by other year-round. Already from last year, we have a young guy named Eric Nesbitt, who has opened up a physical therapy clinic right in one of the spaces that we used last year as an art studio. There's a dance company that's formerly in Harbortown, a ballet company that's teaming up with a local guy, Deshaun Fowler, a hip-hop artist, and they're opening up a new dance studio right in the heart of where the Festival Village is. So I think already, even from last year, there's some economic development. We certainly provide a lot of business for the Charleston Cafe. And I think we are sort of the advanced troops. You've seen this in downtown Cleveland. You've seen this in Detroit, Shirley, cities all over the United States where, artists become the shock troops. And I think that Lorraine has the bones of these beautiful buildings and the proximity to the river and the lake to become a cultural hub, and I think Firefish is, you know, part of the way to demonstrate that.
Again, the event is coming up Saturday, say from noon to 11. It'll be at the Black River Landing area, Broadway, that part of Lorain. You can go to firefishfestival.com to find out all the schedules of events. I'm looking through some of these things, and it's like, I see you've got the Murray Ridge Choir performing. There's somebody performing Tibetan bells. You've got comedy. There's dance. So there's all type of arts coming together on different stages throughout the area. So everyone has something that they can like, and it's also one of those things to explore where you find out something you didn't know you liked, but suddenly you see it or you experience it and it becomes something of a new favorite for you. Again, it's the Firefish Festival. It comes up this Saturday. Our guest today has been Executive Director James Levin. James, thanks you for the time and getting all this organized and wrangling the cats, as it were, for this big event.
Thanks very much. Thank you for including me on your show.
Thanks. Have a good day.